Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
A lot of talk, obviously, in recent weeks around the new National Maternity Hospital and the whole discussion around the involvement of church-state relations. And Stephen Donnelly, the health minister, he's before the Oireachtas Committee today to chat about the religious or their maybe non-involvement in that. But there is church-state involvement in the Houses of Power when that commences every single day. And I don't know if you know, the Dáil starts every day with a prayer in both Irish and in English. And I just wonder how representative that is of modern Ireland in 2022. Is it appropriate? Or maybe it's doing absolutely no harm. Why not leave well enough alone? Matthew McGrath is an independent TD for Tipperary. He's with me, as is People Before Profit TD Richard Boyd Barrett. Matty, are you in favour of keeping the Dáil prayer?
I certainly am, indeed. And I think it doesn't any harm. It was amended some couple of years ago to include, you know, the prayer, as you said, a short prayer, as Gaelic and in English, and then a 20-second reflection for people that don't want to partake in the prayer, and they can reflect on any to any creed or any belief or whatever. And this, we're not unique in Ireland. We have this all over the world in parliaments, namely in the House of Commons and the House of Lords, but in Canada, South Africa, Sweden, many countries have had this debate in recent times and have kept it. And we wait the census, the most recent census results again, because on the last census, a good number of people in Ireland indicated that they were had a religious belief. So I can't see why there's any necessity to change it, because it's not harmful to anybody. It gives us time to reflect and to invoke, as I said, some special support and intuition, and goodness knows you need it here at times, and it's quite as part of the in the Dáil chamber.
Yeah. Richard Boyd Barrett, do you think it's appropriate?
I don't know, because I think people's religious views are a private matter, and I fully respect anybody's religious view if they hold such views, but I think many people don't have religious views, and even those who do, they vary, but they are private matters, and the Oireachtas is about representing all of the public, all of the people in this country, and I think people's particular religious outlook shouldn't be seen as somehow this overarching presence, when our job is to deliver for everybody equally, regardless of their particular belief. Now, obviously, it's a bit more serious when you're talking about the continued influence of religious organisations, particularly the Catholic Church, in health, women's health care, education. But it sends a bad signal, to my mind, that the beginning of the day, when we're discussing the welfare of all of our citizens and the services we have to deliver and the representation we have to deliver, that we're giving preeminence to a particular religious outlook. Often when that outlook would be at variance with the views of many, or the feelings or the beliefs of many of our citizens.
Is that not a fair point though, Matty? Like, is it not exclusionary?
It's not, and some people choose not to come in for it, and that's their right. It's not, so, but we did debate this at length 3 or 4 years ago. I can't think exactly when. And we changed it to have the moment of reflection at the end of the prayer. And some people disagreed, and that's the democracy. But democracy in the Parliament and the Oireachtas Committee and the different Dáil reform committees accepted the format we have now. And some people that didn't agree do not come in for it. They come in, wait a minute, and come in outside. You're not allowed to enter the chamber anyway while it's done. You know, out of respect, some people defy that when they walk in the middle of it, but it, particularly it's well received, and it was examined, as I said, a couple of years ago. We're tying it up into other debates that are ongoing at the moment now, and you know, we're losing sight on the other debate of proper contract law and what we should be looking at. Not, are we going to end up with a children's hospital? So, look, on the prayer, I'm all for retain it as it is.
But just to be clear, Matty, so we understand, it's under the current all, this is the standing orders, right? The prayer is recited, it's in both Irish,
yes,
then in English,
yes,
and then there's a subsequent 30-second sure silent reflection. So you can pick as much or as little of that as you want to participate in.
Or none.
So is that not fair?
You can remain outside if you want to, or you can sit down, or you can do whatever. But, I mean, the reflection was a compromise at the end for people that didn't want the prayer. And that's what the compromise came up with at the time. And I think it was a reasonable compromise. It has been working. I don't know how it's raised its head again. But, look, it's only a short number of years ago. And as I said, this goes on in parliaments all over the world.
Is that not fair enough then, Richard? Like, people have an option. You have an alternative. As Matty says, you don't have to come in for it, or you can just take part in the 30-second silent reflection.
Well, I don't think so, because this is the chamber of representatives for every single person in this country. And many of the people in this country would not share the religious outlook that is given preeminence by this prayer. So it does exclude them. And as I said, in many, many areas, those who may hold a particular religious view, and obviously the preeminent one in this country is Catholicism, the Catholic Church is an institution that holds views which are very considerably at variance with the views of many people on very controversial political issues and issues of public interest, whether it's things like abortion rights, divorce, LGBT rights, and many other areas. So people's religious views are entirely their own, and genuinely I would fight to the death to respect people's private religious belief and their belief to have freedom of expression in that. But this is the chamber of representatives of the people, and I think right across the board we need a complete separation between church and state. So that religious views or the lack of them is a private matter, but the institutions of the state, of democracy, and indeed the state agencies that deal with health and education, welfare and housing, that they should be matters completely separate from any particular person's religious outlook on
things. Okay. What prayer is it?
It's a reflection, and it's whoever's in the chair at the day is read out the reflection of the prayer, sorry, of Gaelica, and in English, a short prayer invokes Almighty God to guide us in our walk through it. That's all it is. And many of us who have beliefs often pray when we're in situations that we need solace or whatever. But what really irks me, I said we had this debate some time ago, now it's raised its head again. But what really some of the people, the most ardent opposed, and I don't mean Richard now, but who do have opposed it in the past, they have no problem standing outside church gates holding collections. They have no problem canvassing outside church grounds and premises. So it's double standards. It's
right.
an appalling race.
Right. Father Paddy Byrne is the parish priest of Abbey Leaks and Raheen and Ballinakil, and he's with us as well. Paddy, do you think is there a more inclusive alternative?
Firstly, good afternoon, and I think our debate that we're having here is an important one. And I think, just very briefly, I think there's a sort of a narrative that can pigeonhole Catholicism to 40 years ago, where Ireland was in a very different place. And I think it's almost to keep that narrative as is, it makes us cliched and branded. And I'd just like to remind respectfully in the conversation that a lot of Catholics, including myself, aren't anti-LGBT, aren't anti-woman, are progressive, do see the need for a more inclusive grey zone church where most of us live, not in the black and white certainties of the past, and long for that kindness and compassion that has been absent in the past. And that's representative for the vast majority of Catholics. Now, I think as a professional and a person who works hard on the ground and engages in the more real challenges of life when it comes to misery and death and sickness and all those things that come to our doors, I say fundamentally for me and my experience with hundreds and thousands of families is that a bit of quiet and calm and prayer at an important moment in life offers solace and comfort and consolation, regardless to creed or spirituality. I think there's something deep in the Irish psyche that's spiritual, that goes right back to our Celtic tradition, pre-Christian. And I think there's something psychologically deeply beneficial that when legislators who represent me and your listeners gather in the important function of governance, in the important function of discerning our pathway as a republic, and God knows we need a lot of discernment around so many issues, to allow a spirit of calm and reflection, let's name our higher power if we have one, but at least to have space. And I think, you know, a point I think I feel passionate about as well is religion and my spirituality, it can't just be a private thing that I can lock away from my day-to-day life. If it is, it becomes more like a sort of an occult type of a thing. I think it must allow me to integrate my spirituality and allow my humanity to shine through that in terms of my values, which are kindness and compassion. So I think the vast majority of Irish citizens are happy, and again I think respectfully, if you don't want to engage, I've no problem with that, but at least for the important function of governance, to allow our legislators space to breathe, and to, for those who aspire and find benefit from engaging with a higher power, to allow that to happen.
53106 if you want to share your views with us today. Richard, on that point, is there not room then for a moment's reflection?
Well, but it's not a moment's reflection. I mean, that's the point. There is a moment's reflection after the prayer. But the prayer is like a commitment to a particular religious outlook. And, you know, I mean it genuinely when I say I absolutely respect people's particular religious outlook if they have one. But first of all, there are many people, and I'm one of them, who doesn't have a religious outlook. But also people have very different religious outlooks. And people should, and I would defend their right to practice them, to express them publicly and in, you know, in churches and mosques and synagogues and so on. But what we have in the Oireachtas, and unfortunately we still also have in many areas of the state, and much more seriously, obviously, in areas like healthcare and education, is we have preeminence given to a particular religious viewpoint. And that viewpoint, and I take Father, I didn't catch his second name.
Paddy Byrne.
Father Byrne's point that many Catholics have changed their views and more accommodated, accept all of that. But it is also the case that Vatican teaching and the teaching of certain religious denominations now has impacted very seriously on the ability of women, for example, to access the healthcare that they have a right to. It has impacted very seriously on, you know, women in Magdalene laundries and children in industrial schools. And you can understand that people who have been badly impacted by that legacy of a particular church dominating the institutions of state, of health and education feel very aggrieved that that particular religious domination that they would feel has had a very negative impact on their life is given political preeminence within what is supposed to be a democratic system representing absolutely everybody, regardless of religious denomination.
Is that not a fair point, Father Byrne?
Paddy is grand. I think that, you know, the point Richard makes, I think, is correct. But Richard, as one who respects you as well, working on the ground where there's a necessity for ministry, where people need, and it's not me who call, they who come, for their own spiritual comfort, that, you know, is very important in the vast majority of people's lives. I hear the question of legacy, but I think to equivocate Magdalene laundries to 2022, that narrative is consistently being named, but we have moved on. I welcome a more inclusive, secularized country where people have choice, but I think that the context of this debate is about allowing space for intelligent women and men who have the gift of being representative for us, the citizen, in the national parliament, to have space for personal reflection.
Okay.
And I think, you know, the vast majority of those who are elected to that position welcome that space in a very busy and pressurised environment to bring discernment to what they're about in the day's work that they have to function.
Let me bring just Matty, go on ahead there. Just
yeah, I could agree with every syllable that Paddy or Fanabon has uttered. And can I also say, I don't believe I've ever got lobbied or got a letter or got an email asking me to discontinue the prayer. It's exactly what Fanabon says it is. It's a quiet moment of reflection to invoke, you know, for her own mind and for her well-being. And to deal with all our colleagues fairly and honourably and respectfully, and that's what it is.
Okay.
It's 4 years ago said, and it's a red herring to draw it up now again because, as I said, it does exactly what Father Paddy has said there, and that's what it does.
John, you wanted to make a quick point on this.
Yes, I do. It's amazing, Joe Biden, when the last part of the swearing-in ceremony there, the words out of his mouth was, "So help me God," and that's the United States of America. I am just about fed up now, and you know, of this constant drip attack on Christianity in this country and Catholicism. They're harking back in, which keep throwing up the same arsenal all the time. Magdalene laundries, this, that, whatever, LGBT. There's no sign outside any church in this country, and the priest there will back me up when they're saying that gay or lesbian people are not welcome here. It's just the belief of the church that they won't marry gay or lesbian people. It's the belief of the church that abortion is wrong, abortion is murder. That's the belief of me as a Catholic.
Okay, all right, okay.
I mean, all right. At the moment, I'm not being represented in Dáil Éireann by anyone. What I'm being represented in is the likes of Micheál Martin, who's become a total atheist, Leo Varadkar, Mary Lou MacDonald, the rest.
You feel you're not represented, John. All right, okay. Just a quick word, Richard, so just finally to you on this discussion today. I mean, we're talking about it, and obviously the whole discussion around the maternity hospital, we've talked about that previously, but do you think it ever will change? Will the prayer and the reflection always stay?
I think it will. I think it's inevitable. And you see, I mean, your last caller has views I would very strongly disagree with, but the point is, it shows that they're controversial. And while people have the right to elect representatives who may share the views of the last caller or people who have radically different views, such as myself, the problem is that the prayer at the moment is an overarching presence, which it sets the scene for the entire day. So these matters should be debated politically, and people should have the right to express their views. But no particular religious view should have preeminence, as it currently does, in any institution of the state. And one thing I would say, by the way, I think a lot of the public would probably feel happier if at the start of the day, politicians made a commitment and reiterated an oath to give honest representation and to always tell the truth.
Okay, well, we'll ask.
Probably do a hell of a lot more for Irish politics.
Yeah, we'll ask listeners that, maybe Richard today. I mean, would you like to see the Dáil prayer abolished, changed, an alternative? What's your own thoughts on this today? Does it bother you? Maybe it doesn't bother you at all. There is a 30-second reflection there that people can participate in if they so wish. 53106 is the number. Matty McGrath, Father Paddy Byrne, John as well, and Richard Boyd Barrett. Thanks a million for joining us on the programme. Still to come, the Dublin Jeweller closing due to cycle lanes.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Avant Money.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.